Negligence can result in the death of another human being. The Torah exiles the unintended murderer to the Ir Miklat, a city of refuge, where he must remain until the death of the Kohen Gadol, whether that be a number of days or a number of decades later. It's quite unfair, says Rabbi Lau, that for one moment of not paying attention, seemingly it's quite unfair that he should spend almost the rest of his life, potentially, in this city. But Rabbi Lau explains how, in fact, it is quite proportionate. Because that one moment of rashlanut, of not paying attention, resulted in a lifetime of change for an entire family. The Stipler points out that there are two components to this mitzvah of Ir Miklat. On the one hand, it's a punishment. You cannot leave the city. You cannot visit your family. You cannot go away for Shabbat. You are stuck here no matter what. You can't go to your hometown. You cannot visit your properties. You're in quarantine. On the other hand, it's a protection. We don't want him to come out and face the dangers of the outside world. Because there is a family out there, the family of the victim, the Goel Adam, who will want to avenge the blood of his relative who was killed. But even if there isn't a Goel Adam, he is not allowed to leave. That's a punishment. So it's a safeguard and a punishment. And the Stipler says how this is a lesson to us. How it does not suffice to only have Ahavat Hashem, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and experience those moments of closeness and warmth to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We also must always remember how there's this thing called Sachar Va'onesh, reward and punishment. And having Yirat HaOnesh, fearing the punishment for violating Avera, even a moment of negligence, is something we must fear. Because having that fear is a tool that enables us to overcome the Yetzahara and not Chas V'Shalom violate an Avera, whereas Ahavat Hashem will not do that for us. It takes both Ahava and Yirah, Yached Levavein Lo Avdo V'Levav Shalem, and in Ahava and Yirah to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Lau points out how Chodesh Menachem Av is both Yirah and Ahava packaged together. It's the Yirah of the Onesh that brought the Churban, their Avelut of the Churban in Av, but it's also Menachem Av. It's also a Nechama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out his anger on Eitzim and Avanim, on stones and wood, and he didn't take it out on us. We need both Ahava and Yirah to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, B'Levav Shalem.